Dealing with a hotel complaint.
Checking out, sir?
Yes, I am. Here's my keycard. And before you print off my bill, I just have a few things that I'd like to mention.
Oh, was everything okay, sir?
Well, no, not actually.
Oh, I am sorry. Was there anything in particular?
Well, for a start, I'd like to complain about the complete lack of heating in the room. I did mention this a number of times to someone down here in reception, but nothing has been done about it.
Do you remember who you spoke to?
No, I don't. And quite frankly, when someone tells me that they're going to deal with the situation, I assume that they're telling the truth and not just trying to fob me off or get rid of me.
Oh, well, I am sorry about that. I'll send someone up straight away to have a look at it.
Well, it's a bit late now, isn't it? I mean, I'm just checking out. Another thing, I specifically asked about the swimming pool before booking a room at this hotel and was informed that the hotel facilities included a swimming pool.
They do.
And that it was open to guests.
Yes. Well, there have been a number of problems with the filters and we've been obliged to close it down temporarily. But it will be open again in a few days. Did you get the name of the person you spoke to?
No, I did not, and I hardly see the relevance of that.
Well, it's just...
Yes, well, I haven't finished. To make matters worse, the gym was also closed, which meant that I had to go to another gym outside, incurring all the necessary costs myself.
Yes, well, we recently had the sports facilities inspected, and the health and safety inspectors told us that the roof was in danger of collapsing, so we felt that in the interests of safety, it would be advisable to close it off to guests.
Yes, great, but I was not informed of this before making my booking. If I'd been aware of these inconveniences, I would have stayed somewhere else.
Anything else, sir? It's just there are a number of other guests who are waiting.
No, I have not finished. I've only just begun. The wake-up call I was given was half an hour later than I'd requested. And the food, yes, the food. Now that's a joke. It hardly justifies being classified as food.
Our chefs have won a number of awards.
For what? I wouldn't feed my dog some of that stuff you served up here. The toast was cold, the coffee was lukewarm, the mashed potato was stodgy, and the cutlery was dirty.
I really must apologise for all of this, but I'm afraid there isn't anything I can do about it. I just work here.
Well, then I demand to speak to the manager.
She's away.
Where?
I think she's on a customer services conference.
Yes, well, she could really do with that. The thing is, I demand a refund. I refuse to pay the full amount on that bill.
I'm sorry, but I'm not authorised to give discounts. But we could offer you a voucher to be used at any one of our hotels around the world.
That you could even think for one second that I would want to return to a hotel in this chain is beyond me. You haven't heard the last from me. I work for a newspaper, I'll have you know, and my readers are going to find out all about the terrible service this hotel chain provides for its guests. Disgraceful.
Goodbye, sir, and have a nice day.
I certainly will, now I've left this place.